means your mom stuck a cute hanger up her hooey and tried to get rid of you, but she failed.
Because the United States of America, with this current administration, is failing to feed its own babies with the baby food shortage. So I guess now we're just going to eat them? Well, I guess according to these people, if they can't slaughter the baby, they're just going to eat the baby. These people not only want to slaughter babies, they want to eat them. I was going to say something about the appearance of those people, but I got to say, that video was the best argument for abortion I've ever seen in my entire life, because if every one of those people's parents had actually gone through with what those people were fighting for, we would live in a better world. And I have to say something. You had a man talking about his which was very interesting because we call that dussy designer. It's fake. It's an inverted penis that they mangled and shoved inside of you. You ain't having babies. And we're very glad that trans people can't have babies. On top of that, you had that woman talking about my mama's woo-ha. Don't talk about my mom like that. That's very weird that she would put a coat hanger up her woo-ha. Have you seen inflation? The prices of coat hangers? My mom was always good with a budget. She would have chosen something a lot more economical if she was going to commit a grave crime against God and humanity. To talk about the insanity in the world today, as always, we have amazing guests in the studio. Drew Hernandez, the host of Frontlines, powered by Turning Point USA, reporter, visionary, and Latinx. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive.
Thanks for having me. Here we are. We're going to roast everybody today.
Do you like the did you like the COC? Do you like, that's a coat hanger COC.
Yeah, I mean, that lady, she was crazy, dude. Like, literally psychopath. She was like, oh, if you masturbate, you're murdering people. If you have a menstruation cycle, your menstruation cycle literally every day is murder.
Yeah, they've never heard of fertilization. They've never heard of it. These people are so, they're deficient in every type of nutrient, spiritually and physically. They've never know what an egg is inside the body, never eaten an egg. These people are whack. And of course, back at Slightly Offensive, the host of the Wrong Opinion podcast, Josh LaCash, welcome back.
Thanks, man. This is awesome.
And you got the confetti of color this time because you're not in DC. And I know that you're not big on COC in the face. That's not what you promote, but you got it today, and that's the kind of budget Blaze gives you.
No, I don't even know what that why did you do that? Why is this happening to me? Why are you doing this?
I'm not doing it. It's gay Tupac in the back. It's GT. Like that, he's doing it.
I don't believe you.
Look at my hands. Rewatch. Go to my screen. Go to four split real fast. Four split. Now give the confetti color. I'm not doing it.
Is this gonna happen every time I talk? Are you gonna keep doing this to me? Is this gonna happen every time? Are you trolling me?
We have confetti of color. I'll get it in my face too. There you go. I enjoy it because it's the diversity we bring to the show. Sometimes people are not dark enough, so we have to bring every color under the sea. Mm-hmm. You know, if Ariel could turn into a human, then we can turn into whatever we want, whenever we want. And no better transgender reporter do I know than the newest post-op friend of ours. We had Blair White, we had Buck Angel, and now Kaylin Dalmeida from Kaylin on the Internet. You're looking good. Looking like a man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy being in my captain seat. Typically, the show is, you know, Slightly Offensive with Elijah Schaefer starring Kaylin Dalmeida. But today, you're taking the driver's wheel. And, you know, I like to extend a favor to my friends. So,
spoken like a real trans person. Yeah. Take over everything.
Spoken like an actually.
Obey me.
You actually are spoken like a true person. And I got to tell you this, obviously, speaking of trans people and all these crazy people, you're not going to be able to kill anybody with a coat hanger, but obviously the world has gotten crazy and you've got to know how to use your gun. So many people have firearms, they have body armor, but they just suck with them. They don't know how to use them. And with monsters all around us and with inflation at all time high, you've got to learn in Joe Biden's America that criminals are exalted and the police are condemned. And it's sad to say, but you need to be prepared and properly trained to defend yourself and your family. That's a true statement. Wouldn't you say that, Josh? You have a family. You've got to damn well know how to use a firearm.
Yeah. I need to actually get some guns because I'm in Costa Rica now.
And so. Are they banned there?
No. Actually, it's they're fairly gun friendly. I just have to become a resident. So.
Well, you got to get this. So check this out. So thankfully, there's this product called iTarget Pro, and iTarget helps you develop muscle memory, sharpen target reaction speed and sight alignment, trigger function, and more. And the way it does this is because it's a bullet. It actually fits into guns. It comes in all major calibers, including a .223, which is very, very common. And you can stay sharp with almost any firearm. You you load it in, and essentially this allows you to have the real action of using your gun without having to fire a bullet and waste your money on bullets and taking the time to go to the range. So, I mean, you can go to the range, you should never stop, but you can do this every single day. You can practice, and of course, you're not going to get in trouble because you're not firing your firearm off in a residential neighborhood. Go to itargetpro.com, that's itargetpro.com right now, and save 10% plus get free shipping with the offer code OFFENSIVE, OFFENSIVE. This makes a great gift for Father's Day and is less expensive than a few hours at the range. That's the letter I, targetpro.com, itargetpro.com, offer code OFFENSIVE. Literally just go there and get one. You're kind of stupid if you don't get one.
Do you have free ones for guests that flew out here for you?
I don't have any in the back? No, I'm a capitalist. I save money on my studio even by providing the crappiest equipment possible, and I just make it all myself. And I'm now having a monthly income now. It's only 94% below the national average. So I told you I'm up to $600 a month now, and a pack of Trident gum. Blaze takes care of its people.
I couldn't even get cold water. Josiah got me warm water to drink for the show. So what's up with that?
Do I have to pour it into the thing? Balling on a budget.
Hey, these are good. They have Barbies on them. And then I found it was illegal to sell them. So I couldn't sell them because we can't sell the likeness of Barbie. But like, I was trying to spread diversity. And apparently the only way we can spread diversity is if somebody else who's evil profits. But if somebody like me wants to profit, then
are these for sale?
They're not. Or is it illegal to sell
them? They should be. Your fans are going to want this.
Can we see that? He's pouring his water.
I have to pour it myself. Josiah didn't do it for me.
Pour one out for the cripples. Rest in peace, Madison Cawthorn.
Wait.
As they said, you know, Madison Cawthorn lost his election. He lost his election, and the best quote I heard from that, I feel bad for him, was when Madison Cawthorn got the news that he lost the primary, he just said, well, I'll take this one sitting down, and I'm just going to go ahead and roll with it. So that's... That's actually truthful.
We had a good run,
but I want to talk about this. So we're going to jump into a few things. But first of all, Josh, last time we were together, we were in Washington, D.C., and you had been banned from Patreon, if people don't remember. If you want to go ahead and play video one, this is where we were at last time that Josh was on the show just a little while ago. I want you to feel the comfort to which God has also comforted me, where I have always served God and given God as much as I can in my life. And so I've never been in want, because he always provides for his children when they're in need, that it might not seem like a lot, but I was talking to Kez, my wife, and we wanted to support you. And we want to at least give you like a full month gone of Patreon.
That's crazy.
We want to at least genuinely give that to you. And I say this because I don't know if you're out there and you make $10 million or you're like the widow and you have the widow's mite. I do encourage you, as Christians, as believers, as God-fearing people, as conservatives, that you actually do support the people when they're in need. And we don't do this very often, but I want you guys to support Josh.
Thank you.
For what he's doing in this. And so I'm saying this, whether it's less than you make a month, 4,000 on it?
It was like
4,000. Okay, so we'll give you 4,000. Whether it's less or whether it's more, go to wrongopinion.net. Go on there, find the ways to support him and to connect. And even if you send him an email, even if you have nothing, and the most you can do is give him a follow on his social media links, even if all you can do is just pray for him. All right, so check this out. So Isaiah 33:6 says, right, that he will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to treasure. And so I just want to check in with you. That's the last time we talked.
Yeah.
You were banned from Patreon. They took away your monthly income. Did the SOBs back you up? Did that help? The people support? Where are you at now?
No, I'm pretty much at the, I'm close to 700 subscribers on Gumroad. I'm making way more money now than I did on Patreon. And no, you guys helped immensely. Like that was crazy. I did not expect it. I was flying under the radar, you know, and I kind of by design, I don't want to be famous or anything like that. So I didn't know if people would migrate over. I didn't know if people would still care or, you know, watch the show or anything. And it's like better than ever. Honestly, I couldn't have done it without you guys.
We are so freaking happy. We are so stoked because obviously everyone in this room has faced a lot of censorship. Kaylin in the back. Kaylin's actually all of his tweets, apparently becoming transgender, obviously the sexual nature of his lifestyle. Twitter, one day when you were covering the riots, they marked all your riot footage, your account as pornography. I think you are a porn sensitive channel now.
Yeah, I was reporting on one of the million MAGA marches. I've recorded a video that Trump ended up retweeting. And so they decided that my account is pornography. That's literally what happened.
Trump is thick though. Those thighs and that booty when he's playing tennis. I gotta
even though Twitter does, they're open about that.
They did, right? And they actually wanted to avoid the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. I was going to say this too. We actually have a kid here that we would defend till the end, right? Your son's with you.
Yeah, he's here. I'm going to go get him.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want him to be on this podcast.
Okay, go grab him. Go grab him.
He's a great guy.
Grab him and throw him in here.
throw him in here.
Grab him and bring him onto
he's
the set.
So we fly have a lot, through the camera.
We have a lot to cover today, including the state. Oh, here he comes, all the way from Costa Rica. There he is. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, this is a jungle baby.
Want to say anything? Want to say hello, Mowgli?
Do you want to say anything?
J-Dub.
Look at all the lights. He likes lights. He's
Jay
a jungle
Cash.
Baby.
We're going to call him J-Cash.
So you guys actually helped me feed him because, you know, he's exclusively, what's it called, formula fed, and we had to pay for that. No, I'm kidding. He's not. We don't feed him poison. Yeah. We don't feed this guy poison. He's a strong guy.
The country is out of poison. The mothers can't. Moms can, actually, a lot of mothers rely on it. A lot of moms actually can't produce breast milk because of things that they eat and different things that's going on, the chemicals. But thank you for coming, sir. And you are the real star of the show today.
Look at him. He can see.
You have anything to say to us?
There he goes.
Say something.
Right.
Say something.
I feel like
I'm
one of those.
Giving up on you. There he goes. Let him go. Oh, you can give him a doll. Give him the down. Can you give him the Down syndrome doll? Can you give him Charlie from Down Under? Yeah. Can you show him? Can you give it to him real fast? Can you go to his camera range? There you go. Yeah. You like the Down syndrome doll, buddy? Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they look alike, but they kind of look alike.
It's the eyes, though. It's the eyes. He doesn't have the eyes. He doesn't have the chromie. He's not the homie with the extra chromie.
the homie with extra chromies.
We got to jump into this. We actually got to, because obviously we saw in the beginning. Let's jump right in the footage and everything, how it's been going. So in the beginning, that was we are in the summer of rage. The Women's March and the individuals of this country have actually given us a new name. If people don't realize, last summer that was called the Summer of Love, and that if that was love. And dozens of people died and billions of dollars of damage came about that. I dare to ask myself what it means by the Summer of Love. And on that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive with the longest intro ever, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color that is blasting. Some people don't like it. Some people like it more than others. If you like it too much, we're worried, and you need help. Please get it. On the chopping block today, we started with that it was a riot, a protest that was going on in Arizona, and it was for abortion rights. People are so mad that they can't kill their babies. The sacrifice, the Bohemian Grove, the burning of the offering to Moloch has awakened the minds and the hearts of women everywhere. And all I want is women not to be pissed off. Every guy who's married is just like, don't want his wife. Just don't be mad. Just don't be pissed off. Just do your girl stuff and live and be a mother and nurture. And women can't stop getting mad. They want to be angry at everything. And it's so weird. I understand you get home late. I understand, you know, maybe you say something you shouldn't, or you do something that hurts their income. Maybe a woman will be mad at you. But right now, what women are the most upset at is that they can't kill their children. And you run into the thick of that with Kaylin, actually.
They want to eat them, too.
Yeah, I mean, what was that?
I mean, they're holding signs saying, you know, a fetus equals a good snack. But, you know, here's the crazy part is, like, you see, like, the far radical left, they get all triggered whenever you talk about, like, trans kids, whenever you talk about how, like, oh, you shouldn't mutilate the genitals of a little kid, and, like, they defend the children. Like, oh, those children belong to us. Those children should be able to do whatever they want. We want to fight for the right of a kid to mutilate their genitals, but, like, these are the same people that are murdering children, that want to eat children, that want to groom children, that want to molest children, that want to have sex with children, and they fight for the right to do this because it's literally like these homosexual queer individuals that like feel like they like are entitled to your kids. I mean, it's open by now that these are the people that are opposing anti-child grooming laws. This entire, if we can call them organized, you know, pedo groups that are just going after the children, if they can't eat them, they're gonna rape them, or they're gonna abort them. It's crazy. These people are mentally insane.
Son.
No, that guy. And that's a great guy. That guy, my son.
Yeah,
he's a great. Why would you want
any of us in here?
Yeah, why would you want to do anything to that guy? He's a really good guy. I think that my theory is that they are not marrying and reproducing, so they have to basically, you know, corrupt our kids in order to recruit more people onto their side. It's basically it's math. It's simple math, which,
well,
I hate.
Yeah.
I mean, no, by default, I mean, the homosexuals cannot procreate, okay? The trans people are not going to procreate.
So some of them can't. Remember, men can get pregnant now. I mean, theoretically, though, there are some trans. So technically, that's proof you're not a man. If you can get pregnant, You're definitely
but
not
this
a
is
man.
This is the minority, right? Like this is the minority, like what, like 1-2% of the population in the United States of America
it's
that
growing.
Everyone keeps bowing down to, but it's growing because nobody says no to these people. Oh, we don't want to hurt the homosexuals' feelings. We don't want to hurt the queer people's feelings. Well, why not? Because these people are going after your children. These people want to groom your children. They want your children. And then they turn around. This is what the predators do, dude. They sit there and they say, oh, we are the protectors. We are the ones that care about the trans kids. It's Elijah Schaefer that wants to kill the trans kids. No, you guys want to mutilate the trans kids. No, but that's what they do. They're the ones that say that they're the protectors when they're the ones that are grooming and raping the kids.
I'm kidding. I don't actually want to kill the trans kids. They want to kill the babies, but they want to protect the trans ones. Give birth as long as your kid's trans.
They don't care about babies at all.
Yeah, we can't fall into their trap. There is no such thing as trans kids. There's no such thing as trans people. It's
a fake identity.
It's not real.
It's not real.
So by saying that, I think we're kind of feeding into their whole
ethos. Well, that's the joke, is I'm not trying to kill trans kids, and the trans kids don't exist. You can't kill that which is not real.
True.
Exactly.
You cannot kill it. Kaylin, you were there too you were there. Thanks for telling Drew that I was in Palm Springs, even though I was like a mile away from this protest. I was having a good time at the Andaz. It was a good time anyways, but I mean, you saw this stuff. You haven't been out in protest for a little bit. I've been to one recently, like last, or this month, actually. I was at an event that was against trans people. I thought everyone I walked into the school and I thought I had reached the trans event, and I realized that that's just the average college student looks trans now.
Brutal.
So like everywhere I went, I was like, is this the trans event? Like, no, this is just the Rotary Club. And I'm like
these NPC characters that all look the same.
Yeah, they all look the same. I was like, did everyone just get like massively uglier? And I'm not even talking about ugly. I'm talking about like transhumanism. Like they are starting to look like lizards. And I want to know, like you see something running, like, oh, catch that lizard. Don't touch its tail. And it's like, no, that's a freshman at our college, you know? But Cam, you were there and you saw how ridiculous these people, they look insane. They act insane. And like, what is that? The woman, the person doing like the dance, the little leg thing in the leggings. What the hell did you even see there?
So, I mean, obviously you had your typical baby killer. It was a baby killer protest put on by Planned Parenthood. And I mean, you should have seen the, I don't know, 1,000 people who were cheering for convenience abortions. And the reason they do this is because it's always shifting the argument to women's rights. They go, if you take our rights away, we're gonna go insane. We're gonna burn the country down. And the reason they do that is because killing babies is an indefensible position. And if you kill children in the womb, you're killing men and you're killing women who would have been born otherwise. And then nobody actually has rights. So when you see these people, they show up wearing black contacts. They want to look as demonic as possible, and disgusting as possible. They're grotesque. And
they smell, they have bad hygiene, their tongues are white. I mean, when we were in the middle of all that chaos and people were screaming, like this fat, disgusting woman just pops out of nowhere, like NPC characters.
Yeah.
Remember Kaylin?
They just spawned, dude. They just spawned out of nowhere. They weren't there 2 seconds ago, then all of a sudden they're screaming.
And you know what we were talking about too, Elijah? And remember when we were in Philadelphia in 2020? And like that fat, disgust, grotesque woman was like sucking in her mask. Do you remember that? Remember Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we were talking about is like every time you go to one of these protests, it's like the same NPC character that's in like every different city. And that's the one we're talking about. Because I'm right there recording and they all just start popping up out of nowhere. And she's like, Kaylin does it better than me. She's like,
oh, yeah. So no, it was the craziest thing because we're in the middle of like, there's a pro-life chick with a megaphone and we're surrounded by these demon possessed people who are just screaming and yelling. And there's like a little beta male running around trying to like corral the energy
and it's not
working because they're unhinged. And then this huge fat pig just shows up. And she's got an iPad and she's trying to, in the moment, set people up and sign them up for some
kill babies
know,
to kill mind. Babies, Kaylin. Yeah. That's what it's for. They want to sign people up to kill babies. She's like, does anybody want to sign up? Anybody? She's like,
but yeah,
this fat grotesque monster.
I could literally, I have a really good nose. I can smell really well, and I could smell the atherosclerosis pouring out of her pores, man. It was disgusting.
They are, though. I was going to say, you know, every time I look at one of these
They're incels, Elijah. Nobody wants to have sex with these people, so that's why they want to take your babies and kill them and eat them. Damn it! That's the truth.
I swear, they turn me into leftist, because when I watch these people, I become pro-abortion. Like, I genuinely yeah. do become pro-abortion. But, like, they also turn me into leftist, too, because then I'm like, suddenly, I believe in evolution. Like, people are like, oh, you know, we've already done the experiment. Spontaneous generation was disproven. And then you literally see like life, because, you know, they say it's like goo pops up from nowhere. These are like androgynous. Yeah, they're, yeah. Yes, exactly. They're like a soulless goo that comes out, but it has armpit hair. It comes out with armpit hair and they smell. And you know what? Yeah. I got to say this, body odor.
Aren't they like a? That's like a cyst. I feel like you're describing like a cyst that's filled with hair.
Literally. Have you ever heard? Goo. Have you ever smelled like the odors? Body odor comes from here. Their odors come from down here. They got FUPA energy.
Bro.
It's like radiation. Yeah. They have gamma rays coming out from their genitals. It's you can get cancer from being in these places, and you've escaped though.
Yeah,
from being around these people.
Yeah. They give you cancer. It's not even an exaggeration. They're not incels. They get
or
into
AIDS.
Your cells and
AIDS.
Corrupt
or
them.
AIDS. Yeah. I think some of these AIDS. Homosexuals could potentially be bioweapons.
You know what? They were actually doing that at the peak of the COVID scare. They were spitting on people. They were spitting on people. Yeah.
Elijah's dying. Okay. You can't comprehend what I just said.
I can't. But okay, with the current state of America, moving into this, we do need to pray and we need to repent. I do too. Like, I got to work on my crap, genuinely.
I've never done anything wrong. I've never done anything wrong.
You never did anything wrong either.
No I don't think... Maybe in L.A., but since then, yeah.
It is wrong to go to L.A. I think it's
a
actually
sin
one of the
to live
sins.
There. Yeah,
it's
like
Sodom,
to even live
Sodom
there.
And Gomorrah. It's like you think about moving to L.A., you're setting your tent up like Lot. You know what I mean? You just keep moving closer and closer and closer.
Well, why'd you move to Costa Rica?
Well, my family is there, and, you know, I wanted to raise my kid in a really nice environment. And as I said before, he's a jungle baby, and that's pretty cool. I mean, maybe there'll be a Disney movie in the future.
Is it racist to call him a vine swinger?
Why would that be racist?
No, some people get afraid of it is weird. You know what
he's
they
a monkey boy.
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
He's
is that
a monkey
is that,
boy?
They
is that,
make it racist.
Yeah, well, you do, he's a white guy, but he's a monkey boy.
They're the ones who make it racist. Like, oh, that's racist because you're calling us monkeys. Like, that's not what we said. That's kind of
because
like
I'm saying, like, it's like if you're not fat and I call you fat, then it's not offensive because you're not fat. But if you were fat and I called you fat, you might be offended because it hurts. If you don't look like a monkey and I call you a monkey, then you're not gonna be offended. And if you think that's offensive, then you're being racist to yourself, because I don't think people look like monkeys, and if you think you look like one, that's an offense. So you're being rude to yourself.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I'll say,
why
like,
would you be offended?
You're racist because you called your child a jungle bunny or whatever.
I'm offended. I think I'm offended. I don't. Should I be offended right now?
I don't know.
What's
like,
happening.
If you're offended by being called a monkey, then you're telling people you look like one, and that's ridiculous. Like, you should not. You should not think of yourself so lowly that you look like an animal. That's ridiculous. If someone's called me like, "Hey, you're a giraffe," I don't get offended because I don't look like one. So people pretending to be offended by the phrase of calling people jungle boys and monkeys actually is they're being racist to themselves.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Hold it. They uphold the
I don't
racist
think any humans look like monkeys. I never will. And I think kids act like them, though, and that's why we call them monkeys. It's not a racist.
Yeah, they jump on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Remember that?
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes,
one falls
course.
Down and.
That wasn't
something.
An anti-civil rights phrase. That was just like a genuine
that was just on
children.
Yeah, that was against kids. Because
you have to leave that whole one out of the episode. Okay. Moving on, though. I do want to say this, though. You know, I don't know if we're surprised that this fat, disgusting, decrepit, grotesque nation that we have and we live in right now jokes about eating fetuses, calling them snacks. In case you wanted to know, you are actually here. You are here. And our babies are killed in the womb all the time. And America is fat, yet we can't protect our infants that actually need our food. I mean, I'm not just talking about like formula. I'm talking about even the food that people need in this country. It's not available for people to process. I mean, actual healthy food is inflated so high. If you look at like grade A beef or beef that's pasture raised, that's actually not given all these chemicals, it's insane the cost. It's like three or four steaks. I've seen it's now like $74 to $84. It's crazy. And the dollar is getting worth less than a dollar was worth yesterday every single day. And if you question this narrative, you get called a bigot. You're going to get canceled. You're going to get fired from work because everything's okay. I woke up today. I don't know if you know about this. I woke up And I saw an alert from the USA Today saying that we have hit a record inflation. It's never been this bad since the Depression. Gas prices are the highest compared to income, not only the highest in history, because people say, oh, with inflation, they're the highest compared to income in history. So the average cost for what people are making, and the price of goods is the highest it's ever been, all goods, pretty much, compared to income. So obviously people say, oh, it's inflation. Everything's more expensive than it ever was. No, but compared to how much money people make in our country, the price of goods are that expensive. It is a tough world. And I'm going, let me see what Apple suggests as its top news stories. And what it suggested to me was six, you know, high school students are being investigated for holding a paper sign that had the N-word on it. And then a school team, made a joke and put white and black only above drinking fountains. And it was like mixed race people. All they want to talk about, oh yeah, and Biden is visiting Buffalo because of racism. Racism? Hey, fuck you. I can't pay for anything. How about that? I'm going to get racist. I don't know who I'm racist against, but if racism means hatred, I know who I hate. I hate these demonic, evil people who are ruining our country, and they're distracting us with what? I saw a video yesterday where this guy on TikTok's like, why aren't people talking about the fact that there's aliens? And we saw aliens. And somebody's response was just like, because we're not able to eat. And so we don't care about aliens destroying our world when we literally don't know how to feed ourselves on it. At this point, we don't care.
Well, technically, there are aliens invading the country. I mean, you got to talk about the southern border, too.
That was a good segue. That was really good. This is why they pay you the big bucks, right? I mean, this is.
I'm just saying.
He's making $800 a year. I'm making $600.
Wait, by the way, me. Can you tell Charlie Kirk to unblock me on Twitter?
I could. I
said his aesthetic is like a Motel 6, and then he blocked me.
What a sensitive guy, dude. Did you know he was that
not
sensitive?
Not sure if that's actually him or it could be like.
I don't know. Just unblock me. You say some good things on Twitter, and I want to see them.
Elisha's dying.
Why do I always choke on videos in awkward moments? I literally choke on everything. Now we're segueing into a racist baby. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
No, but you're absolutely right.
Why did I do that?
That's what it is, Elijah. Let me get you while you recover. Okay?
Yeah, recover.
There is the Great Reset agenda, this global agenda that you are all watching unfold, where they want to distract you with Russia and Ukraine, and Vladimir Putin is the worst thing that's ever happened on the face of planet Earth. While you have this deep state global cabal in the United States of America that is dismantling your economy, that is flooding the United States southern border with real aliens, but they want to talk about the aliens in the sky. I mean, but here's the thing. This is all a part of the destabilization that you're seeing globally. And the reason is because America still stands as a superpower right now, and they want to remove this superpower because they want like this one world global government regime where everyone is just singing kumbaya and loves each other, and you can't access the economy unless you are in lockstep with these people. So this is why you're starting to watch the fall of the United States of America, and they distract you with these shootings that are taking place. They distract you with the little stuff. They distract you with things that don't matter, because the bigger picture is they're literally swiping the rug of America right under you.
Look at this right here. If you can go to my screen, this is from the New York Post. They just said, even as we're talking, you know, obviously I know everyone in this room agrees with Apple News that, you know, the biggest issue is people using the N-word. I would say it is the biggest issue. And nobody should be
the biggest issue of our time.
It is. But also there's other minor issues, like Washington State gas stations are running out of fuel and they're prepping for $10 a gallon. To go into this, this is not all gas stations, but in the Metroplex, what happened is they've actually reset all the software on the machines themselves so that they can handle $10 or more. So double digits in the dollars. So none of the gas stations are prepared for gas prices to be higher than $9.99. And now they've had to install new updates and change their signs and order more of those little like number things so that they can actually now have double digit in the dollar gas prices. They're preparing for gas to go above $10. It doesn't mean they're guaranteeing it, but if we can play this video, we do know that at least experts who have always been honest about COVID, about the election, everything has been so good. Gender, sexuality, they've been on the money. Apparently, we're all on the money too. We're paying more of it. Let's go ahead and play this gas price video. This is crazy.
It's trying to watch to see what consumers are going to do and how they're going to react. Gasoline prices are a big problem and will continue to be a problem because we have not entered the peak driving season months yet. In fact, this morning, JP Morgan comes out and tells clients they expect a regular gallon of gasoline to hit $6 a gallon by the end of the summer in August. So we're in for some more pain when it comes to gasoline prices. And that's the underlying component here that's lifting so many other commodities, because you've got to drive the product to the stores. And the truckers are having issues. There aren't enough truckers, and they're paying sky high prices for diesel. And of course, somebody's got to be left holding the bag. Companies will eventually pass that on to consumers. So we're looking at some tough times. Janet Yellen used the word stagflation. Very easy definition here. Stagflation is just heightened inflation and lower economic growth. Pretty much exactly where we are right now. Something, by the way, Larry Summers was predicting and criticizing the administration's policies about.
I do want to talk about this as we get into this. What's important is that I can't save you money everywhere, but I wanted to give you a huge shout out there to First Leaf. So First Leaf is obviously a way you're trying to find a way to save money, and maybe you're out there and you might be cutting back on luxuries such as like drinking or anything like that, and you want to find a way to get more for less. Well, right now at First Leaf, this is a curated way for you to get wines that you can drink at all of your dinner parties or wherever you are responsibly. And if you're saying, well, I don't even like wine, well, sometimes like my sister doesn't drink, but she keeps a few bottles around the house for family members who do, or even just has them around for parties, etc. If you go to tryfirstleaf.com/offensive, you get America's number one awarded wine club. And what this means is wine is confusing. In fact, even the Christian church can't agree. Did Jesus make real wine at the wedding? Was it just grape juice? I mean, no one even knows, even from the Bible, what wine is. But today, if you want to know what good wine is, or you want to develop your palate, what they do is they curate boxes for you, and you get them sent to your door, and you tell them what wines you liked or didn't like, what you liked more, and you can actually curate your taste so that you can become a little bit sophisticated in your wine selection. Of course, if you don't drink, then don't buy this product and don't start. But if you do enjoy wine and a glass or two with bed or at a good dinner, then go to tryfirstleaf.com/offensive right now and check out the kind of wines that they have. So much selection. It's amazing. Through their service, I was able to find out that I prefer cabs. I do like white wine sometimes in the summer. It's coming up, so I'm looking forward to a couple of their selections, and I really do love it, and it's amazing. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/offensive right now, and you can get 6 bottles for $29.95 plus free shipping, which is crazy. So tryfirstleaf.com/offensive, OFFENSIVE, tryfirstleaf.com/offensive. Learn how to curate your taste. Get some good wines. The store is confusing. There's so many bottles. You don't know what to get. Sometimes you pay more money for bottles that don't taste good. You pay less money for ones that do. So trust the experts that can help you get the wine that you love. Don't forget to drink responsibly always, and watch your health and continue to take care of yourself. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/offensive, tryfirstleaf.com/offensive to learn how to get the best wine service and curated box in America. Get 6 bottles right now for $29.95 plus free shipping. Have a good rest of the day and enjoy your weekend with a glass of wine from First Leaf. I wish I could just like give people like commodity price. I wish I could just set the price and give people deals on things in life. But as you're seeing in our country right now, First Leaf is not how our economy works. Nobody's getting an offer.
Do one for gasoline. Can you do a commercial for Chevron right
get
now?
Get six gallons of gas for $36, yeah. And then tomorrow it'll be $42, and there's no free shipping. You actually have to pay your own
but
to get there.
Do it right now. You have the power. Chevron.com/slightlyoffensive, Elijah, yeah. 15% off.
Go to slightlyoffensive.com/chevron/ your mom, and and get
well.
And
we
get
just
six
solved,
gallons of gas.
We just solved the crisis right now, which they can do, by the way. The people in power can do that right now. Yep. They could solve literally every problem, like you mentioned, the southern border. They could solve the energy crisis. They could solve everything right now, but that's not what they put Biden in there for. They put Biden in there to basically dismantle this country in front of our eyes, which they used to do. They used to do it kind of cleverly, like where you wouldn't really know what's happening, you know, when they made the deal with China in the early 90s, you know, the trade deal and all that. And we things were pretty good back then. So we just didn't really, let's trade with China. That'll be good for us. We didn't really know what was going to happen in the future. And what we're seeing now is the result of.
Well, I think post 2020 and the pandemic, think the needle definitely was pushed where. I mean, even 9/11 too, right? Mm-hmm. People were willing to sacrifice their freedoms and their privacy for the sake of safety and security. And I think 2020 was just on steroids. They were willing to just throw away so much of their freedoms. Just stay in your house. Do what we tell you to do. You can't go to church. You can't go to work. You can't go do anything because the virus is going to kill you. But people were willing to sacrifice their freedoms for what the government and Big Brother told them was for safety and security. So I think to go to your point, the needle has been pushed where this PSYOP has been run on millions of people, Americans, not just America, but the entire globe,
yeah.
where they're willing to do that at the drop of a dime. And they could literally do whatever they want now. They could say whatever it is that you should be afraid of, and we're going to keep you safe, and that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, it is weird, though, because, you know, I think that's like, it's like the summer of rage. And this is how you know you're an NPC, is when they get you distracted by caring about things that literally do not pertain to you. And the best example in that video even was they've gotten a trans person to care about abortion,
yeah.
right? Like you are literally a feckless retard. Like, yeah. you know, okay, mangled peepee, get out of my face. It's disgusting. You know, I don't want the odor from your wound recovery down
it's
there. From your gash, getting into me. That is not cum coming out of you. You are not having an orgasm. That is pus from an infection from you mangling your genitals, okay? That's what that is. And it's gross, and I don't want any part of it. But they also do the same thing as well on top of that with everything that's going on in our country. It's the election cycle. It is so perfect that we're talking about racism again. And I've spoken about this. Oh, the Buffalo attack. Yes, it is tragic that 10 people were killed. Guess what? Nobody cares about in this country. Black people dying at all. Unless, of course, they're dying for those few months from COVID, which we did pretend to care about. But then when the vaccine passports came, it was like, stay out of our restaurants again. And then you went again and it was like, oh, the Buffalo shooting, black people matter. They don't care about black people.
No.
10 black people dying. That's a Monday night in Chicago. So, yeah. you know, so you're moving in this direction where they get everyone to care about this. Alex Jones even predicted it's like it's an election. They're gonna attack a black grocery store or something to stoke fear and anger. They talk about this stuff. They actually discuss it in the cabal, in the House, etc. And they decide what they're going to do. And I'm telling you this, and they distract people not because they make someone kill 10 people in a grocery store. It's because they find someone. What he was gonna shoot up his school. So the FBI, the CIA, that's how they do it. They find somebody who's gonna commit a crime. Which they could stop. We don't need a school shooting right now. We just don't need one. So they don't stop him. They direct him with informants, like we saw with the Whitmer kidnapping. Mm-hmm. They take people who are angry at COVID, for instance, and they direct their anger and give them the resources to do something that they know they're going to trap him with. January 6th as well. And they take this guy, and you saw they directed him into 4chan. There was FBI informants involved, etc. And then they direct his anger towards black people. He's authoritarian left. There's no reason why he should be angry at black people. And then they get him to commit the crime exactly what they needed.
Yeah.
Kill the blacks. Because we need racism, not school shootings. We're not going for gun control. Mm-hmm. We're going for Republicans are bad. So we use your criminal activity to trap you. And that's how the government works.
Yeah. How many of those victims were white, though? Because I
three, right?
There was a couple. I think it was 13 people total. And then two of them were white people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I accidentally watched that footage. It didn't make me feel good.
I watched it multiple times.
Someone sent it to me and I was ready. You know, it's weird. That whole thing, I mean, even the way you described it, but that whole thing is weird, especially because we've never seen murders committed like this ever in human history with someone strapping a GoPro to their head. It makes it seem even that much. It's not fake, and I'm not saying that, but it just makes it seem that much more surreal when you see that kind of thing happen. It's so bizarre. But it didn't even seem like a racially motivated thing, you know? Like, they probably did guide him towards that. And, I mean, also his manifesto was copy and pasted from another manifesto from like 3 years before, the New Zealand shooter, right?
The Christchurch.
I mean, the whole thing is weird.
The Democrats, they bank on like the black people being stupid and emotionally manipulated, right? They know that the community is going to freak out over this, right? They know that everyone is going to get all up in arms and they're going to probably be willing to riot over stuff like this. That's why you see like the Democrats immediately mobilize right after something like this happens. Whether it's black, white, brown, doesn't matter. They never let a good crisis go to waste. So they pounce on the black people because they know that they could control the black people, because it's the Democrats that have always done that to the black people. They wanted to enslave the black people. So now they still have them on these psychological plantations. That's why every time they need something done politically, they go after the blacks, they go after the weak-minded, and they do stuff like this so they could use them as political little pawns so they could push forward their stupid agendas and manipulate the minds of weak-minded people. It is a playbook by now, and if people cannot see this, it's like, dude, you're just not paying attention to how these people function at all.
Kaylin, are you back there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was hoping you would weigh in on this.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, is it bad that I wish that live stream footage wasn't laggy?
That's not bad. That's not bad. I will say this. It's not bad because, you know, by the way, you know exactly what is bad, right, is the N-word. If you go to my screen here, well, I'm going to have to blur this out on the...
Can I say it?
You can. I don't do it. No.
I'm not. But that made me want to say it now.
I know, but look at this. You got a cracker, which you can't say. It's not the C word. It's a thin, crisp biscuit. Exactly. Exactly. So it's a, but what I meant is, like, it's like, here's a definition. The definition for the N word is like, they use, my point is even our dictionaries are being used to stoke racial divide and pretend that racism is like a huge problem for this country and the world. Like, you know, and there's actually racial tensions in a lot of countries. I'd say the US is on one of the better ends, actually, of there not being any real racial tension, but it's being mostly concocted. Because in other countries, like, even just if you go to like India, right? I mean, you shoot, even that's
South
more religious.
Africa, South Africa.
Yeah, South Africa, et cetera. That's real problems. Here, we're just like, whatever. Our biggest issue is words that we use and papers people wrote. And they're just trying to distract us and convolute us. Meanwhile, the point is like, that's my point. They go out there and they tell everyone the problem that doesn't exist. And at the same time, we're giving away our rights. Look at this. Employees are now going to be able to be fired for hate speech on social media. You thought this was true already, but employers may fire workers for posting racist content on social media, just as they can fire employees for making racist comments in the workplace. But when disciplining workers for offensive posts, employers need to ensure that they are following state laws and National Labor Relations Act, and that discipline is applied consistently. Many private sector employees operate under a misunderstood notion of free speech, so it's important for employers to educate employees, said Katrina Greider, an attorney for something. Companies can hold employees accountable for their social media conduct, she said, but as a matter of fairness, employees need to be educated about their responsibilities and the consequences of their social media conduct and activities. She said the following are examples of the types of posts that may warrant disciplinary action. Hate speech or any kind regarding any protected class, speech that is severe enough to constitute a hostile work environment, threats to employee health and safety, speech that damages the company's clients, customers, or community at large. And so this idea of hate speech, like in the world where we're like trying to work to afford things, you're just trying to work to pay for gas because it's $6 a gallon. They're also creating the world, well, while you're barely surviving, we can take away your living if you just say something truthful about some people that we've deemed to be protected. Meanwhile, they don't protect our borders. They kill our children, don't protect our children. They don't protect our students in school. They protect nobody except for these certain groups. And the only reason why they protect them is because they know that they're crazy. They're retarded people who are out there who deserve to be criticized, spoken out against, chastised, demonized, ostracized. And we should, because we don't want a society that's dominated by them. And they make those classes, and anyone who speaks the truth, aka people who could change society, make it better, and actually revolutionize the world to be what our founding fathers meant to be, can actually lose all means of income, of banking, of processing, of communication. Because why? Like, you lost your Patreon, etc. Yeah. And everyone's been censored because you criticized the protected class, aka you told the truth about somebody who needed to be told the truth about. And it's like maddening. It's like this world, our founding fathers didn't want this. And then what do they say? Oh, your biggest issue isn't the fact you can lose your income and not feed your kid. It's that a kid held up a sign with the N-word. You know what? I'll write it for the kid and you can hold it up in my house. I don't care. I don't care about that stuff.
Well, it's a power grab, an authoritarian power grab that's achieved through paranoia and fear. And it's weakness as well. Because it's like these people can't handle being told certain words. It's like, oh, a black person heard the N-word. It's like the end of the world. Or, oh, Drew called a homosexual. It's the end of the world. Or you're calling lesbians and queers what they call themselves and what they want to be called on social media. And, oh, everyone gets silenced and censored and it's hate speech and you could lose your job now. It's this paranoia. It's this fear. And it turns into this authoritarian power grab because they don't want to be told what they really are at the same time. Have you noticed that? It's like you literally just call these people what they are. And it's like, oh my God, a right winger called me a homosexual. It's like, I'm just calling you what you are. I'm putting up a mirror to what you literally are. But they call it hate speech when you do it just because you're a political opponent. You see what I'm saying?
Representation.
But they could get away with it themselves.
Did you see Peter Boghossian? He was at a Portland university. And the woman's like, I just don't think that you should be the one talking about gender because I feel like there should be queer representation. He goes, how do you know I'm not queer? He's like one of those straight dudes. He's like, and she's like, well, I don't know. And he goes, exactly.
Yeah, it's like even at these abortion protests, everyone's like, oh, no uterus, no opinion. It's all these cucked out men always at these protests like, oh, well, what are you doing? Like literally at the protest, remember? Yeah. Like there's this woman, this pro-life woman that's running around saying yes, and Roe v. Wade. And it's these cucked out men that show up like, oh, are you a homosexual? Are you a homosexual? Like literally like spitting down the face of this poor woman that just has a, she's like what, like 5'1"?
Yeah, she was real tiny. She's just out out there saying her, doing her counter protest in this fat, smelly, disgusting, you know, mud pig is just all in her face, calling her a closeted homosexual and just coming up with some of the worst arguments for abortion of all time, following her around, harassing her. And
he's like, is anybody going to touch me? Is anybody going to touch me?
Yeah.
I tell you, dude, these people, man, they're,
I don't know how much
disgusting.
You have to pay a prostitute to do that, but it'd be a lot of money.
The interesting thing is that they've made us normal people seem like the other, seem like the weird, you know? We're the majority, and we're the ones who made stable societies where everyone can grow up and, you know, be happy and have a normal life, but they're completely subverting that, and they're subverting reality itself.
Yeah, it is. It is weird because, like,
we are the majority.
But that's what I'm saying. Is it's what it
is. We should act like it.
It's calling good evil and evil good. And I think it is. It has come to my attention too that like if we look at this story here, which says, remember when the fake news said that the Ashley Biden diaries were not authentic and the FBI did pre-dawn raid of the home of Project Veritas journalist James O'Keefe? Why would the FBI bust down doors of someone's home for an unauthentic diary of the president's daughter? And, well, because Ashley Biden's diary had some of these quotes. Like, I remember pulling up my skirt in second grade and showing the boys my underpants. Hypersexualized at a young age. What does this do to? Was I molested? I think so. I can't remember specifics, but I do remember trauma. I remember not liking the Wolzak's house. Remember somewhat being sexualized with Caroline. I remember having sex with friends at a young age. Showers with my dad. Probably not appropriate. Being turned on when I wasn't supposed to be. I remember the Q-tips. I hated getting my ears clean, beating my vagina due to overhearing parents having sex. What made me so attached? It is interesting, and we were told this was inauthentic, right? And I believe even, Nina Jankowicz, who, by the way, is the now defunct or put on hold. They've put the Ministry of Truth on hold.
Yeah,
they now have a great Twitter account, though, which you should follow the Ministry of Truth on Twitter. It's so good.
I love that.
It's so good. But they, you know, they were telling us, you know, that the Hunter Biden laptop was fake, that this was fake. Someone sent me a video. It looked like Joe Biden whipping and having sex with some woman in like Thailand. And I don't even know if it's real or fake anymore, because even if it was real, it would be what? Fake.
Yeah.
And it's like, you look at all this. The reason why they're so scared about reality is because the reality is that these people are in a cabal, that they are working with a central banking system with global powers to take away power from individuals. They want to become God and assert themselves as God. And they want to remove our rights, specifically our God-given rights, because as long as we believe our rights came from God, then we are a thorn in their flesh.
How many things are turning out to be true?
Everything. Right?
The origin of COVID. Now the federal government comes out. They were saying what? It didn't come from Wuhan. What have they been saying now? Oh, it might have come from Wuhan. Oh, COVID itself. It's not just a flu, or it's more worse than just a flu or a cold. And you got Bill Gates coming out and saying, oh, it turns out that it's kind of like a flu, right? I mean,
but the next one's going to be really bad, though. Mm-hmm. You know, and we should be prepared for that
one. The next one, you know, the cure is cutting off your ball.
Yeah, yeah.
They just never stop. Everything that's a conspiracy theory turns out to be true now. That's the point.
But the worst thing about, for instance, the Hunter Biden thing is that not that they said it was the laptop and in the diary, it's that they completely ignored it. That's the worst thing, because even if they said it was fake and, you know, they would talk about it even in that sense, it would maybe pique people's interest to go look into it, but they completely ignored it. That's kind of the worst thing, I think.
Yeah, and I think this too
never ends.
I think let me see this for us. I think we actually have a video here that I want to talk about. Video 1.5. This is actually kind of crazy that babies don't matter if it's our body. It is like shows you the disregard for human life. Like, this is the people that we're up against. They don't care about human life. I don't know why we care about theirs. Let's watch that.
So abortion should be allowed then, by your definition, for any reason, for any purpose, at any stage, right?
I trust people to make decisions about their body. And then when relevant, I think that they need to consult their medical practitioners.
Okay.
And not Congress.
If it is, listen, let me just ask you this question. If it is not lawful and morally acceptable to take the life of a 10-year-old child, I assume you agree with that, right? That would be wrong, correct?
I believe that.
Okay,
that is
and
wrong.
A 2-year-old child, same thing. That would be murder. We would all agree that's wrong. Then what is the principal distinction between the human being that is 2 years old or 9 months old or 1 week old or an hour old than one that is 8 inches further up the birth canal in the utero? What's the difference? Why is it okay in the latter case and not the former cases?
I trust people to determine what to do with their own bodies.
Wow.
NPC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
NPC malfunction.
Yeah. That's like I got COVID, but I'm glad I got the booster. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Everyone go get vaccinated, and I'm glad because I got infected.
Imagine if you didn't get vaccinated, it would have been way worse, you know?
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. It would have been worse. I didn't get vaccinated, and it wasn't, I mean, I'm fine.
She paused for a very long time before going with her NPC line.
She doesn't have the downloaded response.
the patch, it was like,
she didn't have the patch.
Bill Gates hasn't written the update. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Bill Gates, there's a lot of updates that we've been waiting for.
That's
for
what
like
you saw in that clip. She was just like,
do you know, and that's the whole thing too, like, you know, we're crazy,
they're
in
so
a world.
Creepy too, like they're talking about like murdering babies. I think people should just be able to make their own choice.
Well, nonchalantly, it's like very nonchalantly how they're it's like it's so
dude,
inconsequential.
We're talking about murder. Yeah, and it's like, dude, remember this, I have a couple PCs, God forbid anyone have to own them, you should buy a Mac, but it's like Bill Gates could not even fix the viruses in his software, and then we went to him for advice on like global virus pandemics. Like, the guy has had a problem with bugs forever, and that's been his whole business has been about patching the bugs and never actually blocking them. And that's why Macs were like, actually we'll prevent you from having viruses and we'll actually block them. And he's like, nah, I want to create a business network where we force all businesses to use our software, pay and lobby the software companies to not make their software for Macs, make every company susceptible to viruses so they have to keep updating and buying our software, and then I have a business model based off of bugs. And then he's like, why don't we just take the software template of money making into the real world? Now we have a pandemic treaty between the WHO, EU, and the World Summit trying to come together in Davos, and you're like, well, that's exactly what they're doing now. We just constantly create bugs and the treatment for bugs but never get rid of them, and then we make money forever. It's a freaking genius idea.
Yeah, he's a cuck, dude. Always with the hands, always with the, you know, we need to do this because in 5 years there could be another super virus. Like, dude, that guy's a freaking loser, dude. I'm sorry, man. I'm sure he's smart. He's got tons of money, but he's a cuck, dude. I mean, I love that deep fake video where, like, he's got, like, the giant boobs.
Oh, yeah, the giant boobs.
Walking. Wasn't that at, where was he walking? Wasn't that at Elon Musk's?
Like, yeah, we looked at that last episode. He looked like a pregnant baby.
But the thing is that his boobs in real life aren't that much, you know, smaller. They're kind of, it wasn't that
dude,
impressive
could,
of a
deepfake. Dude, we could solve the baby formula price with crisis with his Bill Gates titty milk.
True.
Just like suckle on
that's
the babies on
well,
his
milk men, is coming men from. Men can produce milk also, I heard.
Yeah,
did you hear
I
this?
That's true, man.
Did you hear this? Yeah, I heard that.
Taylor's like, oh man.
That's the new conspiracy theory. The baby formula shortage is going to be solved by Bill Gates from his large breasts.
That's
why he needed all that farmland so he can graze.
Yeah, he needs to feed his large, supple teats.
We're all thinking about Bill Gates' boobs. Do you know that? Like, we're all thinking about
Bill
that
Gates
right now.
Areola those, are so those big, they have their own gravitational
those
field.
Those inflamed areolas.
Yeah. And now to present the newest planet in our solar system,
say
Bill
this.
Gates'
let me,
areolas.
Let me say this. They really could put water into syringes and just inject people with it, and they would believe that it is actually working, that it is actually something. And I'll say this, I had some blood work done not that long ago, and my doctor ordered the COVID antibody test, and I had COVID in like January of 2021, and I still have antibodies. So for anybody out there who's wondering whether or not you need to get the vaccine, you don't need to get it. I've never had it. And
Would someone still be wondering that right now? We're so far along.
Some people really are, though.
Because Dr. Fauci told me so. That's why.
Yeah, it's Israel's government is like the worst. And the fact they did 5 shots. They required, I think, to be fully vaccinated in 5 shots.
I don't think you can say anything bad about Israel on this.
I didn't say about the government. I can say anything about the government. Israel's government was the worst. I think they did the most vaccine boosters. I'm pretty sure of any country.
No, they did. They did.
I think they did. Yeah. They were the guinea pig. There was Israel, and then whatever they tested there, then they tried to push here. But I don't know why it worked in that country and it didn't work here. But I remember like they were the first country to ban like gym entrance without a vaccine passport. They pioneered and engineered all those things. I mean, their government has some stuff to answer for the pandemic. And I got to say, in our government, you know, because we're very much aligned, try to do the same thing, but enough Americans were just like, dude, we're not. Like, a lot of us were like, dude, I'm just not gonna do it. And like, just try me. And that's where I've been. Just go, just please try me.
We were all test dummies, dude.
I'm over this.
President Obama literally said it a couple weeks ago. He was talking about the vaccine. He was talking about COVID. He's like, it was literally kind of like a trial run. Huh? You know, we literally, like it was a good thing. I forgot where he was speaking.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like you saw.
They tell you right out in the open.
But you saw they tried it in smaller countries and then they moved it out. Mm-hmm. So it was like Israel. No, in
Australia.
Australia worked too. But Australia was after Israel. So it was like Israel, then Australia. Mm-hmm. Australia was used for the police state lockdown.
Right.
Yeah.
They were used for 5 boosters. Australians were too Western and European to really accept the boosters because they're not like a collectivist society. They're individualist. Yeah. So you lock them in their homes and it worked. And then they did it in New Zealand as well. And the Europe got a little, Europeans are pretty stubborn. They've gotten a little cocky. They think that they're more free than they are. But Americans, it's like, dude, I'm sorry, but I'm going to blow your head off if you try anything else. Like
Which is actually kind of impressive considering how saturated our country has become, you know, especially over the last few years with the open border. But still, I mean, we still have that American ethos ingrained in all of us, which is kind of impressive. I wish, you know, we would still fixate on the stolen a little bit more, but.
Well, that's what I was going to say is that the interesting thing was the reason why they did January 6th. There's many reasons, but like, because they were at the point to where obviously January 6th happened because of everything. Yeah. So that's why it happened. But the reason why they needed to blow it out of proportion is because they needed to contain any type of revolt or any type of mm-hmm. backlash. They deserve full retribution. In fact, in a just revolution, they would all be executed for literally killing us. They killed us. People have died. They killed people through their policies. They're murderers. They're genocidal.
Rachel Levine.
They killed our kids. They killed our people, and they should answer. The justice for murder should be capital punishment. And so if that would be if we were in a just world. But they were like, okay, January 6th, not what they said. They were like, we have to blow this so out of proportion and make so many people's lives hell that they would know, what do you think we're going to do if you really try to hold us accountable? What do you think we're really going to do to you? Like, they're basically saying, we'll incarcerate you and we'll hurt your families, we'll take away your jobs, and we'll hunt you down and make you sound like a terrorist mm-hmm. for just voicing your opinions. Mm-hmm. If you do something and you're actually violent or you form a real insurrection, we're going to kill you. And that's what they were trying to say. It's like, we're going to kill you. We're going to hunt you down in your homes and we're going to execute you. And that's what they were trying to do. That's the opinion I got from them, is like, you'll hunt us down. You'll hunt people down. You'll hunt journalists down for mm-hmm. being there. If there was a real insurrection, a real revolt that actually happened, you're going to kill us in our homes. We're going to all get suicided.
Going back to the James O'Keefe thing with Ashley Biden's diary. I mean, the FBI really is a political organization. They are the KGB. The left likes to fixate on Russian collusion and all of that, but they are the ones who literally act like them. I mean, the FBI is the KGB. That's what they are.
Drew, what was that? What was that video you sent me? It was a Project Veritas video, but they interviewed an FBI agent.
Yeah.
And how simple is it for the FBI to fully investigate someone who hasn't committed a crime?
Well, Project Veritas, James had a whistleblower from the FBI on, and it was basically as simple as if the FBI thinks you're up to something, if they assume you're up to something, they could just open up an entire investigation on you. They could surveil you. They could do whatever they want. It doesn't have to be criminal. It could just be an intel gathering. They can open up 2 cases on you. It's either for intel or criminal.
Was this Patriot Act stuff? Was this post-Patriot Act?
See, but that's what I'm saying is, like, listen to how they say things, right? Remember when Nancy Pelosi was like, thank you, George Floyd. Thank you for sacrificing yourself. Remember when she said that?
That was insane.
I know, but they mean.
I missed that.
I know, but think about what they say. They mean what they say.
I should make a shirt that says "Thank you, George Floyd." Yes. Quote Nancy Pelosi
for everything.
But think about
for your sacrifice. Yeah.
Think about the psyche behind it. Right? They say what they mean out in the open, because we sit there and say, like, oh, that's crazy. Like, what do you mean like George Floyd didn't sacrifice him? No. He was a sacrifice to that regime. Look what he did for them, right? Same thing. When the deep state, when Nancy Pelosi, all these people come out and say, like, oh, J6 is like the new 9/11. Automatically, the right is like, that's preposterous. People were murdered. No. Really, listen to what they're saying. J6 is the new 9/11. What did 9/11 do post 9/11?
Yeah.
Patriot Act, our freedoms. People gave up their freedoms. At airports, they
TSA,
gave up their,
yeah.
all you of get, that.
Frisked
now it's on steroids. So when they say J6 is the new 9/11, that's what they mean. And like, am I crazy? Like, they literally say this stuff out in the open. I think they do it on purpose. I think they do it with this pompous mindset, with their noses in the air. It's like, F you, you're a little peasant. You're not going to do anything about it. When we come out and say this out in the open, it's because we literally mean it.
Beijing model. They literally say, and I got to tell you this, this stuff honestly does get to me. And for many of you guys out there, you know, you do feel sick. It makes you feel upset and you might deal with nausea. And I got to give a huge shout out to one of our sponsors for today as we talk further about this called Relief Band. So obviously, you don't want to let your fear of nausea prevent you from being present for life's important moments. And if you don't suffer with nausea, then you don't know how serious it can be. But many people have constant issues, and they've tried so many pills or different things, and they don't know what to do. A good example would be, I thought I had a shoulder cuff injury, and I kept trying all these things to heal it for the last couple months. And then I met someone who actually knew that it was like my bicep tendon, and that's actually what connects it to my pec, and actually gave me an exercise that had been in one day done more for my shoulder area than even months of trying all these YouTube videos. And right now, you can actually figure something like that out for your nausea. So many of you guys have gotten this and it's worked for you. And the reason why I tell you that you should see if it works for you is why? Because if you join the over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer to help relieve your nausea using a special technology that's drug-free and drowsy-free that has been used in hospitals for a very long time but is now available to the public, like Advil or something would block a signal so you don't perceive the pain so your body can deal with a headache, this is a non-ingestible way to block a signal from a nerve that gives you that nausea, and it is available to you. And the reason why you should try it out, because if you go to reliefband.com, R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N.com right now, and use my promo code OFFENSIVE, O-F-F-E-N-S-I-V-E, you can receive 20% off plus free shipping. And if you try it, there's a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. So it's kind of, you have free shipping and you try it, and they are so guarantee how their product will help you to solve your nausea. If it doesn't work for you, you can just send it back and it's guaranteed. So remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not have it. But also, I've seen people on here, especially that are pregnant, that don't want to use anything that's actually ingestible. This is a way to actually block that signal and provide relief for the pregnancy. That is a non-medication way with zero side effects. Go to reliefband.com. That's R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N.D.com. Use my promo code OFFENSIVE for 20% off plus free shipping with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Check it out today.
I'm pregnant.
Pregnart. No, but you were saying this. Yes, it is. It is the idea of the police state, and it really does. It really does make me not nervous, but I've seen how much they did with the Patriot Act and how much they've changed America. And then they used Patriot Act rules to attack all the January 6 people. They couldn't fly. You got held in the Quad S and in all the extra security measures. And there was just so much that was going on. And people, I know people that are still incarcerated right now. People are on house arrest. This is a real thing. I mean, I have to tell people I'm still under open investigation. They never closed it. It's still like they're considering going. I mean, the key thing is, if they ever prosecute me, it's going to go to Supreme Court immediately. It's going to pass the circuit. They're considering. It's on the table for them. They won't close it. They're like, well, one day we might want to challenge a journalist's ability to report at the Supreme Court. If they didn't think that, they would have closed the case. No, let's keep it open, because we might want it. We might get there to where the Supreme Court doesn't matter anymore and we can just jail him. Like, and that's where it is. And like, that's where they're headed. Like, you got to realize that. If they would keep that case open, they're betting on the Supreme Court not mattering at one point. Like, isn't that crazy? Like, that's where they know that.
Like the Veritas investigation showed, it's either an intel gathering investigation or a criminal. So if they want to watch you for the rest of your life, they can. And all they have to do is write like two paragraphs just to justify it and open up the case in the FBI.
Yeah, I have nothing. This is
KGB. Did your point?
It's
KGB,
exactly that. Dude. I mean, and you mentioned they still have people incarcerated. I mean, Joe Biggs, who had a show on Censored TV, I have a show there on Saturdays. He's still basically in solitary confinement. They don't let him out, 23 hours of the day. He's just, rotting in jail for what? Like,
and you can't visit them. I've talked to representatives. I've asked, can I send stuff? They won't even take a package from certain people like myself, because I was somehow involved. You literally can't do anything. Can't get near the prison. Anything. They're like, nope, you can't do anything. Sorry. They won't even give it, especially even letters.
They
anything.
Are
You're
political.
Done.
Yeah,
they go, nope, you can't. They go, they won't take it. They'll look up your name. You're associated with the event. They'll do nothing. You can't do anything. And it's like, I've told people, I've literally talked to so many different representatives, including Gosar and Marjorie Taylor and Boebert and different people. And they're like, literally, there's nothing you can freaking do. And that's how this works. We're in a regime and they have the power and they're using it. And they're just warning you. This is us. This is our response now. We're ready to do more to hurt you. And it's like, and in the meantime, we're going to mutilate your kids' genitals and kill them in the womb. And we're going to tell everyone that's what matters. They got us fighting about killing our own kids. They have the country divided about killing our own children. Like, that's ridiculous. That's what we're fighting about?
Yep. And we'll take your children. Wasn't there a father in Texas that refused to give his son
Jeff Younger,
right? The genital mutilating surgery, and they ended up taking his freaking kid from him.
Yeah, wasn't there a story a few weeks ago of a family of runners who had a 6-year-old runner marathon with them, and Child Protective Services visited them because that was it was like a 26-mile race, and they had a 6-year-old run it, so that, you know, they had to pay him a visit. It's the same. Jeez. It's just crazy. But, you know, anyone that wants to mutilate their child, that's completely fine, you know?
Right.
That's
fine. Sent like this. The war's overseas. You know, when what's his name? A Turtle Boy said specifically.
McConnell?
Yeah. McConnell. When Mitch McConnell was like, go into your shell, Mitch.
I remember when he said
that. He's like, the war in Ukraine is the most important issue to all Americans right now. Buddy, not even your own liberal polls say that it is. I think it's only like 6% of Americans even give a damn about it, which is like, remember, there's like 10% of Americans who would have sex with like a dead corpse. So like, you're not looking good when you're in the under like 10% mark, right?
Is it really 10%?
It's some crazy number. I was reading about it. Like, that were curious of what it would be like, or like would have sex with a dead loved one after they died.
I'm not surprised with how much porn people are watching.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. The necrophilia thing. Yeah. It's crazy. So it's like, dude, you less people care about war in Ukraine than will have sex with a dead body. You've got an issue. This is like. So you go here. It's like U.S. Congress okays $40 billion in aid for Ukraine. Russia says it sent 900 Ukrainian soldiers to prison camp. And I got to say this: that Russia actually. This is. You want to hear the craziest thing? While they're lecturing us about racism, I just read this. From our own publication, I got to look up where it's from. There, you know, we're now having war crime tribunals for Russian soldiers, and getting them, like, force them to admit they killed civilians is the biggest psyop you've ever seen. And they're trying to trade these people that they're now convicting of war crimes back to the Russians. Because guess, do you know who the Russians captured in Mariupol? Do you know, as Mariupol fell, do you know why they were fighting so hard for Mariupol and they wanted the $40 billion fast? It was the Azov battalion that was fighting, that they surrounded. So it was the Nazis that they surrounded, the actual Nazis, and they captured up to 900. That's the 900 Ukrainian soldiers are Azov battalion soldiers. At least 250 of them are confirmed actual Nazi insignia. And so, and the US and Europe wants to use the money in the tribunals to trade back the Nazis. So the US is trying to get them to release the Nazis. You're lecturing about Buffalo racism, and you're actually bartering. You're trying to save Nazis from imprisonment? Hello? This is the most retarded, stupid, backwards. Like, they're not even saying that they're Azov. You read about it. They're Azov battalion. Like, we're bartering for Nazi lives while you're telling me at home that the threat is a white man who could be a Nazi. Like, this is some crazy shit.
But that's what America does, crazy. Right? I mean, they did it at the end of World War II. They brought all the Nazis over. NASA.
We do love Nazis in America, according to our history. That's a true thing.
You know, they're smart with this space stuff, remember?
Yeah. The Nazis and the medicine too.
They like space.
It was weird that after we absorbed all the Nazis, like modern medicine was invented. Like literally,
so we should be thinking.
No, they use they. You know, they use like all of the Nazi studies for science, for engineering, everything, even for planes, jet engines. We basically were like, dude, these people knew what they were doing. But then what's so crazy is like then we demonized them and everything, and we said they were bad. Clearly, that was all a lie. Because to this day, we're still fighting to repatriate Ukrainians. And this is what's so crazy. Guess what about this too? This gets even crazier. So I want to see my family, and they can't get here because they're not vaccinated, and so they can't get into the country from Australia. We're not allowing them in, but we just made an amendment to executive action that if these soldiers that we repatriate can come over unvaccinated, so we can get unvaccinated Nazis into our country, but we can't let an average person come in if they're unvaccinated, and we don't like Nazis in our country. But if you didn't get vaccinated and you literally fought a war as a Nazi, you are damn welcome. And it says that we will pay for your repatriation, and we will pay for your housing, and we will give you a stipend. So we will literally take Nazis, give them money, housing, not require vaccination, fly them over here, trade soldiers, go through fake tribunals and everything just to save 900 Nazis. It's like, that's why I'm wondering, do Nazis run this country actually? Is it true when they say, like, are we being run by Nazis? It seems like we are then. Maybe, are these I'm just wondering, are these Nazis running our country?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, my
question is, where is
wondering.
Antifa? Where's Antifa in this?
That's a real question though, but that doesn't make sense. Yeah. That doesn't make
Raping
sense.
Kids.
But no one's answering me on the question. We've literally made executive amendments to get Nazis into our country. Who's running the country?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to know who's running this. Like, why'd we repatriate all of them from World War II? Who's really running America?
I think the real fascists, the real communists, I think you're seeing it come from China. I think it's this whole global totalitarianism where they do run this stuff. And so they're going to come together at some point. They don't matter because they just want to control. They're the real fascists.
I also think there's no rhyme or reason. You're trying to look at this in a with a sober mind, but it's kind of impossible. Like literally everything happening right now is absolutely crazy. So it would actually be weird if normal things were happening. I'd kind of, you know, I'd feel weird if normal things were happening.
Is this the spirit of the Antichrist? Is that what this is?
I would say it's a possibility that like bringing these Nazis over here is going to give all of the people who already think that Nazis are running the country that reinforcement, if that makes sense. See, we told you the Nazis are here. See, we told you we're bringing the Nazis over. So
yeah, bring 900 Nazis into America.
Like actually do it so that they can actually
believe
that. That'd
be crazy, right?
There's something tangible there, because otherwise it's just the big white supremacy boogeyman that they can never point to.
They should move them to the Bronx. That'd be funny.
That's some good entertainment right there.
For once, it wasn't black people killing themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
That white supremacy would actually be real for one moment.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just genuinely the truth. I mean, that is a crazy conspiracy. We got to explore this more. Anyway, my guests today on the show have been Drew Hernandez from The Front Lines. He is the host of the show. You should follow him on YouTube. Make sure you check him out. But where can people find your show? Where can they follow your social media?
Yes, you guys can follow me on Twitter, Drew H Live. Watch the show every single day on YouTube. Just search Frontlines with Drew Hernandez. We are live at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we post the episode every day at 5 p.m. Eastern if you missed the live transmission.
Josh LaCash, we are so happy on Gumroad. People don't know what Gumroad is. What is Gumroad, and where can they find your show? Where can they follow you?
Yeah, there, Gumroad, wrongop.gumroad.com. It's a better version of Patreon. And by the way, I've heard this from people who have invested in that company. Although their terms and conditions are similar to pretty much every tech company, they don't really obey those things. It's just so they're in the App Store. So I know that it's a safe platform. I won't get banned. So I'm on Gumroad, wrongop.gumroad.com. Josh LaCash on Twitter and Instagram, JOSHLEKACH. And I film out of Costa Rica in my parents' apartment, but it's a pretty cool view behind me.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I wish I would run my show out of Costa Rica, but I'm busy here in Dallas trying to wonder why Nazis are going to be in my neighbors soon. And Kaylin, where can people find you and follow you?
Mostly active on Instagram at FROMKALEM from Kaylin. You can follow my sensitivity pornography ban on Twitter, same handle from Kaylin, and just look out for me on Instagram mostly. Though
you forgot one, your OnlyFans,
the OnlyFans account, right? True. Where I that's where you can find all my trans content, my transvestite escapades.
OnlyFans.com/Azov, where he puts swastikas up his butt for freedom.
The swastika tattoo on my wiener is looking really great.
Whoa, bro!
Dude, whoa. Okay.
This is a family show. What are you doing?
We're joking. It's a joke. It's a joke,
dude. Literally, those jokes. My pretending like I committed suicide so my girlfriend freaks out prank. It's like so funny. Oh, dude, I trying to slip my wrist and pretend to be dead in a bathtub. She got her. It's like,
is that a rules of attraction?
Yeah. I'm just like, wow. Anyway, if you want to support us and fight censorship, don't forget to sign up at blazetv.com/Elijah. It looks like we have enemies everywhere all the time. Life is a lot of bullshit, as we always like to say. Don't forget to go to blazetv.com/Elijah and make sure that you support this show, because this show is actually supported. And luckily, we are here, and we are going to continue to make the show as long as I'm around. And we want to continue to develop it. And I really appreciate that you would support Blaze as they supported us through the good times and the bad and through the highs and the lows. And it's been a very, very good time, and I really appreciate it. Also, don't forget to sign up at t.me/slightlyoffensive. Our Telegram, and you can find our show everywhere where everywhere is, on Instagram, on Facebook, and things I don't even use, and Twitter, and Gab, and Getter, and everywhere, even sites I don't like. We're just everywhere where people are, and we appreciate you following us there. Anyway, thank you to my guests, Drew Hernandez, who you should follow, Josh LaCash, who you should follow, as well as Kaylin, who, if you are pro-transgender rights, you should follow, because he's got a lot of trans porn. Kaylin sent it to me.
People are literally going to go search for that.
Kaylin sent me something, and it was like, this is pornographic content. I was like, can you send it to me? And it was just one of his tweets, and like a normal thing. He has an opinion on something, and I was like, oh, I forgot your tweets like say porn, and I don't. They did that to you. They did that to you to silence you.
Yeah, that's exactly why they did it. But, if you really want to go see some trans porn and see how the hormones have affected my facial
it's
hair
really
growth.
It's really good surgery, bro. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I mean, right. it is so, what it is. I'll never fully be male, but, you know.
Well, and as we always
respect
say here.
My pronouns, bro.
As we always say here, we're always sad that we've only spent $40 billion to rescue Nazis. We hope they send $120 billion more because God knows that Biden's desire to bring more Nazis into this country is definitely, as Mitch McConnell said, the greatest desire of every American in this country, and will continue to follow our desires as they seem to be evolving every day. We don't even know about them ourselves. Anyway, have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.